All right, and welcome into another edition of the Eighth Round. I'm your host, Jason Madsen, and I'm also joined by John Dove. As usual, it's just the two of us on this episode, but let's get things started here. We have a pretty special guest. We have from the University of Miami, the U, if you will, Leonard Hankerson. How's it going, Leonard?
Everything going good.
Excellent, excellent. Well, to start off, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Maybe some stories about your family or off-field hobbies, favorite sports, anything you want to tell us?
I'm a pretty laid-back guy. I have two kids, three sisters, two brothers, me being the third oldest. Pretty much, that's about it.
What besides football, of course, what are your favorite sports to watch? Or
actually, I love watching basketball.
Okay.
Outside of football, I like to hang out at the movies, go to the movies, and do stuff like that.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I got a question for you later on, but we'll save it. It's about your. I'm sure you filled out a bracket, right?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't. Okay.
I don't really be getting into all of that type of stuff.
Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it here. You've had some pretty amazing coaches since high school, like Chris Carter, Mark Duper. How has each of them helped you become the player you are today?
Both of them guys, they two different type of players that we have. Chris Carter is a big physical guy, run good routes and stuff like that. And then we have Mark Duper on the other hand is quick, shifty, fast guy that had blazing speed. So, some guy, Chris, teach me about the route running and how to block and stuff like that. And Mark, on the other hand, just he has taught me about like focusing and looking the ball in and making a play before I run, stuff like that.
Definitely. I actually watched a few of your, I think it was a 3 or 4 part series on YouTube. Where you were working with Mark as a coach, and he had you catching two baseballs at the same time. That has to be a little bit difficult, in that I'm sure that worked on your concentration there as well.
Yeah, at the beginning when you first started doing it, it was tough, and then as I kept doing it over the years, it got easier.
Definitely, definitely. Now, do you attribute, because I mean, early on in your career, you did have some issues with dropping the football, but it's been cured. It's been cured since then. I mean, you had a tremendous last 2 years. Do you contribute not only your hard work, but to working with Coach Duper?
Just working hard in the off season, before practice, after practice, just catching a whole lot of balls, basically.
Right.
Doing what I have to do to get better and stuff like that, and then by putting in the work, it shows when you put in the work in the off season. And it shows your performance.
Definitely, definitely. You can tell it on the football field. It, major improvement.
Yep.
Who was your toughest individual opponent at the U?
At just what I mean, a game opponent or practice wise?
Either one. I mean, it could be a teammate or it could be a person you faced on an opposing team.
In practice wise, we have some good cornerbacks that I have face over the career at University of Miami. They played on my team. Brandon Head, DeMarcus Van Dyke, Ryan Hill, Sam Shield, all of them guys, they're pretty good. We all had our share of battling each other in practice, one-on-one, and having fun with each other.
Now, what was it about them? Maybe you tell us about Harris. What was it about him that made him a tough opponent for you?
Not necessarily say tough, it's just that he's a good player. He may play, he knows his position. He's not really that big, but he's a physical guy. He had a lot of speed and he knows his job well, and that's what he do. Van Dyke also same quick guy, speed, and he's the type that can run with you and do little things with you, so them guys pretty good.
All right. While you're watching film, what is it you look for on an opponent? Is there a certain tendencies or maybe something that they give away on film that you'd look for that can be to your advantage?
Oh yeah, first off, we start with the whole defense. You watch what type of defense they're running, who rolling, who doing it, who use their hands well, who roll, who round they turn, they back puddle, who can flip their hips, and all different type of stuff, who physical, who passive, and stuff like that.
Okay.
That you can take advantage of.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, let's see here. Where do you feel your skills fit best in an offense? Maybe inside in the slot or outside the numbers? Where do you feel that your skills fit?
No one particular spot. I feel like I can play anyone on the field. I feel like I just have time to go out and make plays for a team. Big, physical, run good routes, make plays, block. In the inside, it creates mismatches against linebackers and safeties and stuff like that. On the outside, we have more smaller cornerbacks and stuff like that. I feel I can take advantage of anybody.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that kind of leads me into my next question here. I've read a few things about you. You know, getting ready for this interview, a lot of scouts are saying that you lack the explosiveness to be a top wide receiver, and your blocking it needs a lot of work. What do you say to those scouts?
Well, I don't know. It ain't really. I mean, I guess my film speaks for itself. I mean, it ain't about being, I guess, explosive. It's about making plays and playing football. That's what it's about. Who making plays, scoring touchdowns, and catching balls. That's all it's about. If I wasn't that explosive, I wouldn't be able to get open. I wouldn't be able to catch balls. I wouldn't be able to run a nice route and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And I'm blocking. I mean, I don't know what it. I mean. I don't have some nice blocks. I think I block pretty well. Some good blocks that don't sprung some rounds. And I also have some bad blocks. But I think my blocking is one of my top assets of my game, what I do. So that's just everybody has their opinion. I can't do anything about that. But only thing, when somebody has their opinion, it just makes me better if it's negative. So I love to hear all the negative stuff because it makes me better.
Exactly. No doubt. It lights that fire, right?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Well, ever since high school, you've been compared to one player. I'm sure you can name who that is. Andre Johnson, right?
I don't know. I guess.
Well, I don't know if you agree or disagree with the with that comparison, but who would you compare yourself to? Maybe in the game today.
Oh yeah, you can say Andre. I mean Andre, Anquan Boldin. Them type of guy, big physical guy, Andre, fast, make plays, catch the ball, use his body well, go up and get the ball, and get an all-around receiver that make plays.
Excellent, excellent. I could think of worse people to be compared to, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you've already mentioned that you didn't fill out a bracket, but which team in the tournament this year are you rooting for, or do you think that you think is going to win the Final Four?
I don't know. I always been a basketball, like I always been a Duke fan, basketball.
Okay.
When I was younger, I always used to like watch Duke basketball, and they've been playing pretty good, so I kind of think that they'll get a job done and win it again.
All right. John, did you have something to add?
Yeah, just going back kind of on what the scouts were saying leading up to the draft. I mean, I watch a lot of games of yours, Leonard, and I felt throughout the season that you played well. Like you mentioned, if you didn't have skills or talent, you wouldn't be making the plays that you were making. But throughout the year, you just really weren't getting much love in the world of the NFL draft. People were saying mid to late round guy, and then all of a sudden here, the late surge you had at the end of the year, and you know they're putting you a lot higher. I was wondering if you were watching that at all throughout the season, just you know, gauging your draft stock or anything like that. If that was something you were aware of.
I don't want to say I don't look at it, but I kind of do, because when I feel like someone saying that this guy is better than me and that guy is better than me, I take it and run with it, because I feel there's no one better than me. I like to listen to all that stuff, because it made me even go out and compete with other guys. It made me feel like I need to get better and stuff like that. It helps me. So I do listen to all that stuff. I listen to the third, fourth round, fifth round guy and stuff like that, because it made me just go out, be competitive, be more competitive, and tell myself that I got to go out and prove these people and go out and be myself and do what I have to do to make plays.
Yeah, I mean, just going off that a little bit, it's to me, you performed at a high level all year, and I think it's just a testament that people are just catching on to how good you actually played this year rather than you doing something different. So, I mean, obviously, I think the concentration that you kept throughout the year, and if you that was something you used to motivate you, it definitely worked to keep you performing at a high level.
Oh yeah, just some guys get more, like
more love,
publicity.
Yeah, more love, more publicity than other guys. So, and I'm one of the guys that don't get it. So, it doesn't affect me. I just feel like I have to get better, make me get better, and I just take it and run with it. That's all.
Hey, it's always good to play with a chip on your shoulder, and some players excel it when they have a chip on their shoulder, and if that's something that you use, that's great. You know, use it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Use it to your fullest, no doubt.
Yep.
John, did you have anything? Any other questions?
No, I mean, just thank Leonard for coming on here talking.
Oh well,
he's still got a great interview.
He's still got to sell himself.
Oh, yes.
Leonard, I don't know if you've had the chance to listen to the eighth round before, but we do something with all our all the prospects that make a visit. John and myself, we are a NFL team. We're general manager, head coach, whatever you want to think of us as. Sell yourself to us as to why we should select you in the NFL draft.
I guess most of all, I'm a guy that can make plays. Good character guy that had no off the field issues. Big physical receiver, make plays, block, use body well. That's not at my peak yet, and I'm still getting better each and every year. And because I'm someone that's gonna come in and work hard, do what I have to do, get better, work hard each and every day, do the extra little things, and be accountable and dependable for my teammates and someone that's going to grow and grow each and every year.
Excellent. And I just watching you play, I can tell that you love the game of football. And like you said, you said it multiple times, you do work hard. I mean, you've proven that by, how much better your hands are and just your overall game of football. You've improved every single year while you're at the University of Miami. And, you continue that and you'll be right there next to Andre Johnson as one of the NFL elite.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Excellent, excellent. Well, like John said, we just want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to spend a few minutes with us, and we wish you all the best in your the next month or so. I'm sure it's going to be an eventful month.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, thank you so much. That was Leonard Hankerson with the University of Miami.